Jesus knew what will happen to him. He will be persecuted, condemned, denied, crucified. But at the end, he will be glorified and will be seated at the right hand of God the Father. In all his discourse, instructions, and commands, he prepared his disciples to what will be their lives after declaring and following him. That is, trials and persecutions in the future. For those who are faithful to their commitment and to their faith in Jesus as their Savior will be rewarded eternal life. As we heard in our gospel for today, Jesus is telling us, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied also before the angels of God." So when we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he will acknowledge us as his beloved disciples. But most of the time, this will challenge in difficult times in our lives. When there is persecutions, problems, trials, difficulties, abuses, or sufferings, that's the time we need to stand and pronounce on the top of our voice our allegiance to Jesus, our Master. When we deny him, yes, we will win a reprieve, or we are acquitted in this life, but not in the next life. So denying him is disowning our Master. He also mentioned, "And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven." Why, when we sinned against the Son of Man, we will be forgiven, but not when we sin against the Holy Spirit? To speak against the Son is clearly wrong, but with repentance, there can be reconciliation. But to sin against the Spirit is to go against truth itself. This was basically the sin of the scribes and Pharisees. They not only criticized Jesus that could be understood, but they locked themselves into a situation where they shut out any openness to the truth that others could so easily see present in Jesus. As long as they were in that situation, there was no possibility of reconciliation. Forgiveness in the gospel is not just a unilateral move on one person's part. It always involved coming together of two opposing parties in reconciliation. So, to sin against the Spirit is to close the door on reconciliation. Why blasphemy is unforgivable? Because it speaks against God interiorly or externally. Words of hate, rebuke, or defiance. This is contrary to the honor and respect we give and owe to God, who is our Father, Creator, and Savior, and to his most holy name. In other words, when we reject the gift and help of the Holy Spirit, we do not want God into our lives and close our hearts and minds to the promptings of the Holy Spirit by denying the existence of God into our lives. So, my dear brothers and sisters, there will be time that we will experience sufferings severely for our faith in Jesus. Our beliefs and practices mocked, ridiculed, and made fun of by others. There will be temptation that the time of persecution to hide and conceal our Christian faith and identity. We may not even give support to those people who are under attack or refuse to stand by them and be counted as committed followers of Christ and the gospel. So when this happened in the past, let us ask our Lord for forgiveness and pray that in the future we may have the strength, fortitude, and courage to stand in word and deed for Christ, so that people may know who we are and what we stand for. This was the life of Saint Margaret, the first Canadian-born saint canonized by Saint Pope John Paul II. Despite the many great difficulties in her young life, Margaret maintained her involvement in various religious and charitable organizations when she was 26 years old. A profound religious awakening prompted her to dedicate her life to charity. On 31st of December, 1737, Margaret and three colleagues formed an association to help the poor and opened a home to welcome them. This association, known as the Sisters of Charity, would evolve over time into the Grey Nuns. Many people attested to her prophetic gifts and miraculous healing powers. For example, a young woman stricken with acute myeloblastic leukemia in 1978 claimed to have been miraculously cured through her intercession. So she stand on her faith in Jesus despite of many difficulties, serve those less fortunate, and follow the will of God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask in this Eucharist the courage to stand for Christ, serve the poor, our brothers and sisters, and offer our lives in defending Christ amidst difficulties and even death. So let us ask the intercession of Saint Margaret for us to serve the poor and stand for Christ, our Master.